Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said, what do you do if you have extra money for a shekel, extra money for a chatas? So the Mishnah now discusses what you do with extra money for other things. So the Mishnah talks about Mosa Shkalim Chulin. If you have extra money from the Shkalim, that remains Chulin. You put aside money to pay for your Machzor Shekel, you find out they had extra money. So we already saw Beis Hillel's Shita was, Hashem disagreed, but Beis Hillel's Shita was, that money is chulin. So now let's talk about other things. Moser asira se'efa, you have extra money set aside for buying the asira se'efa that was used to go along with a karban chatas. There was someone who committed a particular avera, not to go along, it was used as the karban chatas, it's an olav yored. If a person did the kind of avera that's olav yored, that if they're richer, they bring a more expensive karban, if they're poorer, they bring a cheaper karban, so sometimes they'll bring an asira se'efa, so that's a likely scenario. Area where a person's putting aside a quarter today, a nickel tomorrow, a little here, a little there, and then he counts it up, and he's got more money than he needs for the Asira Se'efa. So Moser Asira Se'efa, Moser Kine Zavin V'Zavos Kine Yoldos, extra money from what was set aside to buy the bird karbanos that a Zav, or Yoledes, is obligated to bring, V'Chatos V'Hashamos, extra money from a Chiv to bring a Chatos or Nasham, Mosreya Nedava, the extra money is Kadosh, and it goes to pay for karbanos Nedava. Zakal, the basic rule is kol shu ba l'shem chatos l'shem ashma. Anytime you're paying for something that is for a chatos or an asham, masara nedava. The extra money is going to be used for karbanos nedava. We're going to see in the sixth parak how we derived that rule, but that's the rule. So now we discuss a case where the surplus money cannot be used for what you wanted to use it for. That's what we've been talking about until now, because you can't just give extra for the shekel. You can't just give extra for the chatos. But now I want to talk about where you can actually take the extra money and use it for its originally designated purpose. So Moser Ola Liola, if you have extra money for a carbon Ola, you just buy another carbon Ola. Moser Mincha Lemincha, you can just buy another carbon Mincha, because an Ola could be brought as a Nedava. A Mincha could be brought as a Nedava. Moser Shlamim L'Shlamim, extra money for a Shlamim, you could buy an extra carbon Shlamim, because there's such a thing called Shalmei Nedava. So you could always just volunteer to give the extra money. Moser Pesach l'shlamim. If you have extra money for Karban Pesach, then use that to buy Karban Shlamim. Moser Nazirim l'Nazirim. Extra money to buy Karbanos for a Nazir, so you use it to buy Karbanos for other Nazirim who maybe can't afford it. Moser Nazir l'Nadava. If you have extra money that was designated for an individual Nazir, so then you could use that for Nadava, for Karbanos Nadava that the Beis Hamikdash is going to use, because since it was designated for this Nazir, it wasn't designated for Nazirim in general, you can't just use it for other Nazirim. So now the Mishnah discusses, and what about extra money for non-Kadshim items? Mosar Aniyim, you have extra Tzedakah money. This Shaila comes up all the time. People make a collection for a particular Tzorech, and it pulls at the heartstrings, and everyone gives, and then they have extra money, they have more money than they need. So what do you do with that? La Aniyim, you give that to poor people. Mosar Ani, La Oso Ani, but it's extra money that you collect for a particular ani, then it goes to that person, even though it's maybe more than the target of what you wanted to give to that ani. Moser shvuyim l'shvuyim, extra money for shvuyim in general, goes to pay for other pidyon shvuyim. Moser shavui, extra money to redeem a particular captive, la'oso shavui, goes to that particular captive. So the Mishnah discusses, what do you do with extra money that you collect for kavura? Moser hamesim lemesim. If it's for kavura in general, for mesim, so you give it for other mesim. Moser hames liyarshav. If it's extra money for that particular mace, then it goes to his yarshim. Remeir omer moser hames yemunachat sheyav Eliyahu. Now extra money for a dead person, you have to leave it aside until Eliyahu Hanavi comes, and will decide what to do. Reb Meir is not sure whether you can assume that the dead person is going to be mevatel and mochel his kavod for the sake of his yorshim. So he says no one's allowed to touch the money until we figure that out with Eliyahu Navi. As the Bartanuruk says, mesafkele imochel hames ziluse legabi yorshav ilo. We're not sure whether he's mochel his zilusa, the indignity, for the sake of his yorshim. Rabbi Nasi Masna Omer, third opinion, Masna Meis Bonal Nefshal Kivro. Take the extra money and you build a nicer monument, a nicer gravestone on his kever to commemorate him in a better way. So now we move on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So after they collected the Shkalim and they brought them to Yerushalayim, they were put in a special box in the Beis HaMikdash, in a special room in the Beis HaMikdash, and three times a year, some of the money was taken out of that room to buy the Korbanos HaTzibur. So B'Shalosh Prakim B'Shana, Tarmin Es HaLishcha. There are three times a year that they would take out, Tarmin means to withdraw. They would make a withdrawal from that Lishka, from that room in the Beis HaMikdash, B'Prosa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, Prosa Tzaris, 15 days before Shavuos, and Prosa Chagim, 15 days before Sukkot. Now, those dates apply to the Halacha of Maaser Behema also, meaning because those dates are also dates that we use for Maaser Behema, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. It'll go off on a little bit of a tangent. The Halacha of Maaser Behema is that you take all the animals, the cattle, the sheep, the goats that were born into your flock that year, you put them in a pen, you open up the door of the pen just slightly ajar, and you start counting them out as they exit. And the tenth one is Maaser Behema. So Behem Grunel to Maaser Behema. So the first opinion is those same three dates: 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, 15 days before Sukkot, are the times for Maaser Behema. That's when the newborn animals become usher to use until you take the Maaser. So on those dates, any animal born since the previous date becomes usher to use, and you have to take the Maaser. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azayomer, Be'esun V'tisha Ba'adar, it's on the 29th day of Adar, which is 15th day before Pesach, U'be'echod B'siva, not 15 days before Shavuos, but 5 days before Shavuos, U'be'esun V'tisha Ba'av, and the 29th day of Av, a month before Rabbi Akiva's date, so it's a month and a half before Sukkot, not 15 days before Sukkot. And then a third opinion, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echod B'nisa, that 14 days before Pesach, not 15 days. Be'echad b'Sivan, first day of Sivan, which is 5 days before Shavuos, like Ben Azai said, and Be'esrim v'tisha be'Elul, and the 29th day of Elul, which is 15 days before Sukkot. So Rabbi Elazar and Shimon explain why with the third date, they give a date that's 15 days before the Yontif, and not 14. Why would the date be Esrim v'tisha be'Elul and not Echad b'Tishrei? Because Echad B'Tishrei happens to be a date that's already taken on the Jewish calendar. That's called Rosh Hashanah. V'yevshal Aser B'Yom Tov, and you can't take Maaser Behema on Yom Tov. L'fichach Yitmu L'Aser B'Tisha Be'Elul. Therefore, they moved it back to the 29th day of Elul. So let's review what we learned today a lot. So Mishnah Hey, we said that the extra Shkala money is Chulin according to the Beis Hillel. The extra Asirus Ha'efa money, or the extra money from Kinei Zavin and Kinei Zavos and Kinei Yoldos and Chatos and Shamos, all goes to pay for nedavos, because that anything that's meant to pay for a carbon that you're obligated to bring and that cannot be brought as a nedava, the extra money is for the nedavos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash in general. But extra money of a carbon that you are allowed to bring as a nedava, you can just bring another carbon. So extra ola money, extra mincha money, extra shlamim money, you could just use to bring another ola, another mincha, another shlamim. Extra carbon pesach money, you use to bring carbon shlamim. Extra money collected for Nazirim, you bring for other Nazirim. But for a particular Nazir, it has to go to the Nadava. Extra money collected for Aniyim can be given to other Aniyim. Extra money collected for this Ani goes to this Ani. Extra money collected for Pidyon Shvuyim goes to other Shvuyim. Extra money collected for this captive goes to this captive. Extra money collected for Mesim goes to other Mesim. Extra money collected for this Mes. So then we have a Machlokas. Either the Yarshav, or a mayor says that it's you just leave it until Achiyav Eliyahu, and Rabbi Nassan says no, just build a nicer monument on his kever, so you'll use it for him. And then in Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, we learned that there are three times a year where they're Torim the Lishcha, 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, 15 days before Sukkot, and there are three opinions when the Goren for Maaser Behema is. When do we assume that an animal born past that date that that animal born previous to that date is going to be usher until you take Meiser Behema. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is the same three dates. Ben Azai says the 29th day of Adar, which is 15 days before Pesach, the first day of Sivan, which is only 5 days before Shavuos, and the 29th day of Av, which is a month and a half before Sukkot. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, no, the first day of Nisan, which is only 14 days before Pesach, first day of Sivan, 5 days before Shavuos, and 29th day of Elul, which is 15 days before Sukkot. Why 15 days before Sukkot and not 14 days before Sukkot? Because 14 days before Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah, and you can't take Meiser Behema on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up Paragimel, Mishnah Beis.